Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Have you ever had one of those moments where a conversation clicks something into place? That was me during my SIBTAC audit for Developing Educators Academy. I was sitting with the examiner, going through all the folders and evidence, and she asked me a simple question. Ayo, do you have an IQA qualification? Now, I've got my teacher qualifications, I've got my assessor's qualification, and I thought that covered me. But that one question made me realize there's another layer to being an academy owner. One that's not just about teaching or assessing, but about maintaining quality of everything that we do. That conversation stayed with me because it reminded me how easy it is to overlook the qualifications we think are optional, but are actually essential when you're running your own training academy. So in this episode, I want to walk you through the 3 qualifications that every academy owner should either have or be looking towards achieving. If you're a therapist thinking about starting your own academy, or you're already running one but still figuring out the quality assurance side of things, this episode is for you. So let's start with the foundation. Education and training qualifications, whether it's the Level 3 award or the Level 4 certificate or even the Level 5 diploma, this is where it all begins. Your education and training qualifications show that you understand how to plan lessons, teach effectively, and assess fairly. But more importantly, it helps you see the bigger picture. How people learn, how to adapt your teaching to different kind of learning styles, and how to create inclusive learning experiences. If you've ever wondered why your lesson plans need to include things like learning outcomes or differentiation, this qualification explains all of that. And it's the one I always recommend my students start with before they do anything. The next one is your assessor's qualification. This is where things get practical. There are a few different types depending on what kind of assessing that you're going to do. So if you plan to assess written assignments or practical work, but not workplace performance, then the Level 3 award in assessing vocational related achievements might be enough. If you're assessing learners in a work setting, for example, spa therapists carrying out treatments, then you'll need the Level 3 certificate in assessing in a workplace environment. This qualification helps you to understand what's fair and consistent assessment really looks like. It's not just about ticking boxes, it's about maintaining standards and supporting learners through the process. That qualification at the beginning I spoke to you about that sparked this whole conversation was the Internal Quality Assurance qualification, often called IQA. During the audit, the examiner explained that whilst I have my assessors working under me, having an IQA qualification would give me deeper insights into the systems that underpin quality training. And she was absolutely right. As an academy owner, it isn't just a piece of paper. It's your roadmap to ensuring your teaching and assessing are consistent, compliant, and ready for inspection. It teaches you how to monitor assessors' performance, check evidence, maintain learners' records, and prepares for external quality assurance visits. If you're planning to grow your academy or even apply for center approval, this qualification helps you build the right systems from day one. So that conversation with the examiner really shifted my perspective. I realized that qualifications aren't just about meeting requirements. They're about giving you the confidence and the competence to run your academy properly. So if you're listening to this thinking, that's me, I've got my education and training qualification, maybe my assessor's qualification, but I've been putting off the IQA. This might be your sign. Start looking into it. It will save you so much time and stress in the long run, and it will help you grow with confidence. This episode is brought to you by Developing Educators Academy, where you can study flexible accredited qualifications like the Level 3 Award and the Level 4 Certificate in Education and Training, as well as the Level 3 Assessor's Qualification, all designed specifically for beauty, spa, and wellness professionals. For more information, visit developingeducatorsacademy.com. So whether you're just starting out or already running your own academy, make sure your qualifications reflect the role you're in, not just the one you started with. And remember, you're no rookie, you're building something that changes lives. If this episode helped you, share it with someone who's thinking of starting their own academy. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more people in our industry find podcasts.